be one or more for every social ill, because we are too smart to fall for the idea that anything could truly be beyond the reach of human agency, and that calling something God's will is nothing more than an act of rank mystification. Since the only goods admissible will be the ones we choose and cause, we'll not only be a people who know not Joseph, but we will not know his story, a representative tale of how God can make good come from what was meant for evil. But notwithstanding the proliferating need for scapegoats, much of the burden of blame will devolve upon ourselves. Since in being set free to choose so much about our own lives, we will almost certainly find ourselves more and more anxious about and dissatisfied with the choices we make. It need hardly be pointed out that the expansion of choice does not always make for the expansion of happiness. Everyone knows that sense of inexplicable relief that you feel when a hard decision is taken out of your hands by the flow of events. That relief will become rarer. Everyone knows the aching hollowness of buyer's regret. That house you shouldn't have bought, that marriage you shouldn't have made, etc. When we were allowed to make the call and we blew it, that ache will become more familiar. The more we claim mastery, the more it will all be our own fault. And in such circumstances, losing ourselves may seem highly desirable. The more our lives are prolonged and extended, the more death becomes to be seen as an avoidable evil whose precise moment should be chosen rather than an inherent feature of human life, the more we will live imprisoned by a compulsive and narcissistic dread of all risk, and look with horror and distrust upon our own children, since the possible consequences of such risk, the gulf between life and death, will be too vast, too horrible, and too fully avoidable to be contemplated. Salvation and life extension will become the same thing. Hence, the price of living to the fullest will be deemed too high. The typical man of the medical miracle future will not be a Nietzschean Übermensch. He'll be more like an obsessive compulsive hand washer who lives in constant dread of other people's germs and ends up living the life of a wealthy hermit, like a latter-day Howard Hughes.